Since its inception, the ethanol industry has had a profoundly positive impact on the U.S. economy and on rural America. Ethanol has added jobs in rural communities and spurred innovation in technologies. Ethanol is helping America reduce its dependence on foreign oil, lowering prices at the pump, and improving the environment with lower emissions and a growing economy for jobs in rural America. In addition to creating value for farmers in rural communities, ethanol is helping consumers too. A recent study conducted by the University of Wisconsin and Iowa State University indicated that in 2011, ethanol saved the consumer an average of $1.09 per gallon. How big is the market for American ethanol beyond E10, though? According to a study conducted by Growth Energy, E15 is approved for all vehicles modeled year 2001 and newer, which accounts for more than 80% of all vehicles on the road, and nearly 20 million vehicles are approved for any blend of ethanol up to 85%. There are over 2,800 E85 stations across the country with more than 450 flex pumps that offer mid-level ethanol blends, and there are more than 130 locations in 19 states that offer E15. This demonstrates that there is a market ready for a less expensive, higher octane, and more environmentally friendly alternative fuel. Clearly, we have the vehicles capable of using blends higher than E10, but consumers need greater access to these stations capable of providing it, and the petroleum marketing industry support to make that access a reality. Investments in the flex fuel pump infrastructure are needed to support continued growth and to help expand the market for American ethanol. To that end, Syngenta is today announcing a $225,000 donation to Prime the Pump Fund as part of the two-year commitment that could potentially exceed $600,000. To make flex fuels more widely available. Today's donation is part of a multi-year commitment announced in 2013 to contribute $1 to the ethanol industry for every acre planted with Inogen corn enzyme technology. Syngenta is pleased to continue its support for ethanol industry and to be partnering with Growth Energy, Iowa Speedway, and the FFA to increase awareness for the benefits of American ethanol. The focus of this year's donation and funds raised today through our FFA collaboration will help to provide consumers with the choice at the gas pump. I would now like to present this check to Ray Deffenbaugh, Chairman of Prime the Pump Fund.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you, Inogen. And I like those checks that it takes two hands to handle, or two people. That's good. I just wanted to make a few remarks about what Prime the Pump is about, and I was thinking just exactly what I should say and how you can say it in a very short order. And I guess I would put it this way. I'm involved in ethanol. We have four plants and involved in various organizations, banking and farming. We farm several thousand acres. And I've farmed for over 50 years, actually. And 50 years ago, I was involved in a farm accident, blew off that arm and blew off the biggest share of both feet. And there was a lot of people that told me, you can't, you won't, and don't. And, you know, if I had believed them, I wouldn't be standing up here today. And so we are looking for a way to improve the market. Market share is what we want. We think we've got a very good product. It's good for the health. It's a high octane, and it's reasonably priced, most competitively priced. And yet in the market share battle, we have a lot of people saying, you can't, you won't, and you don't. And that seems like a misnomer to me, because I am farming today, and I am up here, and I think that's proof that you can, you will. And the other thing about the don't is we have to. We have to for the sake of agriculture. We have to for the sake of the industry. We have to for the sake of our country, really, not being dependent on other people for our energy. And we have to, if for no other reason than just for a good principle, that it's not good. A lot of you have heard my monkey gorilla story, and if you haven't, I would encourage you after this to come and I'll share it with you. but we can't be having antagonists say things that are untrue, and we can't be having them attacking in an unfair manner. Giving a fair chance, offering this to the consumer, I think price-wise and the things that it'll do for the health, we can compete, and that's what Prime the Pump is about. It's making this retail structure in place and giving the consumer a choice. And with that, we certainly appreciate your part in this and the part that you're playing in agriculture and the part you're playing with FFA, and I give you my gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. We're also honored here to have with us today Kelly Manning from Growth Energy. Growth Energy represents the producers and supporters of ethanol, who feed the world and fuel America in ways that achieve energy independence, improve economic well-being, and create a healthier environment for all Americans now. Kelly is here to discuss efforts to improve market penetration for American ethanol. Kelly.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate everyone's time here. It means a lot to us. I represent an organization called Growth Energy. Ray here is one of our board members. I'm honored to be sitting next to him and Delane Johnson over here from Galva, Iowa. We work with their facility as well. And welcome Chris Soles here as a guest today, too, as our Grand Marshal. A special thanks to the folks at Enogen. Chris, your organization, unlike some other ag companies possibly, see how important it is to support this infrastructure effort, this Prime the Pump Fund that's been built out there. When we can help consumers save a dime a gallon across the country on their fuel and give them more choices, it's a good thing. It saves a lot of money, and it makes a lot of sense. And NASCAR, we'd like to thank NASCAR a lot. They gave us this opportunity a few years ago to come into this sport, and we built the brand called American Ethanol that you see as the entitlement partner tonight. American Ethanol, we run 15% ethanol in the top three series in NASCAR, in the Sprint Cup, the Xfinity, and the Truck Series. We are super excited about this truck series. This truck series, I was told earlier, is about 20 years old. And if you look back on the ethanol industry, it's not much older than that as well. We're both young in our opportunities to grow and do better things for folks in America. So we're excited about what NASCAR has brought us. The American Ethanol brand is supported by ag partners and ethanol producers around the country. Also support from Corn Growers State Association. So those folks have been and great partners for us. And we look for some good racing out there. We love the truck series. And a lot of the young folks that are there challenged by some other already successful drivers out there. This is where they can earn their stripes. We think the ethanol industry has a lot of similarities in that we have a great product. It's great for America. It's great for the American farmer. We'd ask that growers and other folks related to this industry make a little noise here before the end of July. There's something called the Renewable Fuel Standard that volume obligations are being ruled on right now. So there's some proposed obligations out there. If you're looking for ways to comment, we can help you with that. So reach out to Growth Energy and look us up at growthenergy.org for that information. We really thank everybody involved and look forward to some great racing tonight. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Kelly. Last year, Quad County Corn Processors helped officially kick off a new era for the biofuels industry when it opened its 2-million-gallon cellulosic ethanol facility in Galva, Iowa, and achieved the EPA certification to generate D3 renewable identification numbers for cellulosic ethanol. QCCP employs Cellerate process technology to produce cellulosic ethanol from corn fiber. With Cellerate, the biofuels industry now has the technology available to create an additional 2 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol from the same kernel of corn. In 2014, Syngenta announced an agreement with Cellulosic Ethanol Technologies to license the Cellerate process technology to ethanol plants. To provide an update on this exciting development, I'd like to call Delane Johnson, Chief Executive Officer at QCCP.
Thank you, Chris. Quad County Corn Processors is a relatively small ethanol facility compared to the rest of the industry. We were formed in the year 2000 by about 425 local investors, most of them farmers, some of them Main Street business folks, with the idea that they wanted to add more value to the agriculture corn that they were producing in the area, and they also wanted to create a feed product for the livestock in the area. We currently are running at a 35 million gallon per year rate. We also, as Chris indicated, have opened a 2 million gallon per year cellulosic ethanol facility, which makes ethanol out of the corn kernel fiber in the kernels that we're already purchasing and processing. So in effect, we're just getting more out of the same kernel of corn we're already processing. We also generate 85,000 tons of feed per year, and we make about 1.5 million gallons of distiller's corn oil out of the corn that we process. The Cellerate Technologies was developed over the last 4 years, and we were able to begin production on July 1 of 2014. In April 2015, we were able to hit the 1 million gallon of production mark, and we were very proud to make that achievement. As of today, we've made about 1.6 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol. Our target for our facility is 2 million gallons per year, and we are currently producing at that production rate. The cellulosic ethanol is important to the renewable fuel standard. We talked about the renewable fuel standard here in a couple ways today, but really, just for a little background, that was established in 2007 with the idea that we needed to not only provide more renewable sources of fuel, but we wanted to reduce dependency on foreign oil. And the way I like to put it is we should be supporting the Midwest instead of the Middle East. The cellulosic production that's being phased in over time under the renewable fuel system or renewable fuel standard is important for all of us. First of all, it's going to create more environmentally friendly products. For example, the Cellerate technology is producing cellulosic ethanol that has greenhouse gas reductions of 126% compared to the standard gasoline that many people are using today. In addition to that, the Cellerate technology offers an opportunity for the ethanol industry and the current dry grind ethanol facilities to produce 2 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol out of the same bushels of corn that we're already grinding and producing products out of today. Quad County Corn Processors is proud to be leading the charge on producing cellulosic ethanol and to be the first cellulosic producer in the United States making significant quantities of cellulosic ethanol. And we also are excited about our relationship with Syngenta. We utilize Inogen corn and have so since January of 2011. With the Cellerate technology, it's really like a 1+1=3 equation. Inogen is a good product, Cellerate is a good product, and we're currently proving out that Cellerate plus Inogen has more benefits than either of the technologies by themselves. And we're very excited about the relationship. Thank you very much for your time, and everybody enjoy the race today.
Thanks, Delaine. Our final speaker, who needs no introduction, I'm sure, but I will run down the vita was provided here, is a third-generation Iowa farmer who knows firsthand the importance of ethanol. Chris Soule, star of season 19 of ABC's The Bachelor and season 20 of Dancing with the Stars, will serve as a grand marshal for tonight's race. We are pleased to be working with Chris here at the race to help increase awareness for the benefits of American ethanol. Chris, would you share some comments, please?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, as you all know, I've had quite a life experience the last couple of years, and it's great to be back here in Iowa, and I'm excited to be the grand marshal of tonight's race. It's a cool opportunity for me. I'm just a farm boy from Northeast Iowa, and I do know firsthand the benefits that ethanol has created for our state and most of the Midwest, and what it's doing for the country. And that's why being a part of this and being a part of the things that Inogen is doing as a grower of Inogen, I've experienced firsthand what the type of value that can add to our operation. And you know, I want to be able to help raise awareness for ethanol and how important it is for our country and our energy security, and trying to diversify what we use and to keep us from having to go to the Middle East for our energy needs. And I've been given kind of a unique platform as a farmer, one of the few farmers that's ever been able to be, you know, somewhat famous. And so I'm excited to partner with Enogen and Growth Energy to try to help raise awareness of what we're doing and how important ethanol is. And, you know, it's just it's an exciting point in my life to be able to speak to something that I'm passionate about. I think it's a great opportunity for us to raise awareness to a demographic that we've had a hard time connecting with. And those are the people that have watched me on TV for the last year and a half. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to enjoy the race, and hopefully it's a good one. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our media presentation. Thank you for joining us, and we'll ask if there are any questions.
But Kelly, if you just would tell me, you've had this relationship with NASCAR, American Ethanol Growth Energy, for several years now. How would you describe the success from your perspective and the organization in terms of what that's meant?
I'll use this. Chuck, I would say the best success we've had is what we dreamed it would be from the inception of the program. What we want is the consumers and the fans. NASCAR has a huge fan base. It's millions of fans across the country are really passionate about the sport and the partners in that sport. We knew that getting in, that American ethanol being used on the track would almost be give us some type of validity, kind of like Titleist, you would assume would be in golf. So it's similar to that, and then proving it on the track, the product, and how it's a great race fuel, and how much octane it has been able to bleed over into consumers. Finally, now that we have the adoption of some E15 at the pump, so we have many states that Chris mentioned earlier are offering E15, and there will be many more in this next year. We just see. That is a good opportunity for us, and that's how NASCAR has been able to really leverage and support our brand.
Can the EPA is having this hearing, but what would obligate them to change what they put out there as far as the obligation goes? Can they take an act of Congress, or what?
I'll go ahead and answer what I can of that, and if anybody else wants to add on, that would be great. But really, the Renewable Fuel Standard has a requirement to use 15 billion gallons a year of cornstarch-based ethanol along with advanced fuels and cellulosic ethanol. Currently, the EPA has proposed a number less than what the law requires, and they have used methodology that is actually not allowed under the law. So the administration of the EPA is breaking the law. So what is required is they just need to follow the law. And so that's really what these hearings is about, for people to come talk about the fact that they should be administering the law the way it was intended. In fact, there were some hearings yesterday in Washington, D.C., where many of the senators and congressmen actually spoke out at this hearing and requested EPA to actually follow the law. So that's what the hearing is about, and we're hopeful that they actually listen. And when the final rule is issued in November 30th of this year, if they stay on time, that they make the correction and follow the law the way it was intended.
Questions?
Sorry for Chris. Just kind of how did this opportunity come about? I heard you accepted pretty quickly, and also just what your background is in racing.
I've been talking with Growth Energy and been working, been a grower for Enogen for a few years now, and you know, it's something that I'm passionate about, which is ethanol and corn production and the success of our industry, and so it's a no-brainer for me to be able to be involved in this, and I'm pretty fortunate to be able to work with these type of groups that share the same passion that I have, and I've been lucky to be able to be in a position where I can help, so it's just a no-brainer for me. It fits exactly who I am as a person and my goals going forward, and in the platform that I've been given. So it makes sense. I have. I've been to. This will be my third race, I believe. Here, I've came down to the truck races three times now. So.
Yes.
Could you just give us a little description of the value of Energen corn to what these growers and processors are doing to create ethanol?
Oh, yeah, appreciate that opportunity.
How is it that it is, like I heard, the 3-to-1?
Yeah. Well, that's with the Celerate process. But Energen alone, we like to say it's a win for the grower, the corn grower. It's a win for the ethanol plant and a win for the local economy. It's a win for the grower from the standpoint that they are now, in addition to providing corn to the ethanol plant, they're also providing the enzyme, because Energen grain contains the alpha amylase enzyme. And so that brings them to another tier of adding value and receiving a premium for that value. Currently, our growers, Energen growers, are receiving a 40-cent per bushel premium on that grain delivered to the ethanol plant. It's a win for the ethanol plant from the standpoint of increased throughput, so more gallons running through the plant, and also higher yield, so more ethanol from each bushel of corn. It's a very high-performance type of enzyme. And when you have a grower becoming an enzyme supplier and an ethanol plant saving on efficiencies there, we like to say it's a win for the local economy. And so we're keeping money locally in the economy. We're sustaining the plant. We're sustaining the grower. It's just a win for all parties involved.
Kind of following up on that one, could you kind of go in a little more depth into kind of the step that's really helped out a lot by the by that enzyme you were describing? I heard it kind of skips a step in the ethanol plant. Could you just kind of describe that?
Well, I mean, I think it's you think about the step it's skipping. You know, before Energen or before a plant uses the Energen technology, they're grinding corn or using corn and then adding a liquid alpha amylase enzyme to start to begin the breakdown of the starches into sugars that later are fermented into alcohols. And so by having that technology already in the corn kernel, it's more efficient. Not only is the enzyme more efficient, but it's just a more efficient step in the process itself. And that's where we see some of the savings. Other questions? Thank you for your time and your attention. Enjoy the race.